Before we go today, a story to restore your faith in music superstars this holiday season. Elvis Costello is rallying his fans to save money by not buying a shiny new gift box set of his music. It's called The Return of the Spectacular Spinning Songbook, and the title comes from a trademark of Costello's live shows with his band, The Attractions. He invites audience members to come up on stage and spin a massive game show-style wheel of song titles from his back catalog. Whatever comes up, Elvis and The Attractions play. While Costello isn't knocking what he describes as a beautifully designed compendium, he thinks that the $250 price tag levied by Universal, his record company, is too high. Doth Elvis protest too much? Is this a holiday ruse to call attention to the Tony gift? Well, his official response sounds more like a gesture of goodwill to all men and frugal music enthusiasts alike. He says, "All our attempts to have this number revised have been fruitless, but rather than detain you with tedious arguments about morality, panache, and bookkeeping, when there are really bigger fish to fillet these days, we are taking the following unusual step." That unusual step is instead guiding listeners to the Ambassador of Jazz. That's a 10-album get-together of remastered tracks honoring pioneering jazz trumpeter, singer, and revolutionary bandleader Louis Armstrong. The fine collection is wrapped up in an imitation suitcase, decorated with travel stickers and other elements of swag guaranteed to catch the eye of any music gadabout and melt even the dark hearts of music industry grinches. While the Armstrong collection is a wholehearted recommendation from the former bad boy Elvis Costello, the Armstrong box also comes at a steep $150, saving music lovers who reach back over the generations a cool Benjamin. Perhaps Elvis's caution to buyers is a call for a thriftier way to appease Costello fans who look forward to gift sets under the tree. A box is what you make of it. And all those old Elvis tracks are available elsewhere, probably on moldering albums in your parents' basement, or maybe a cassette in your attic. And now that hipsters and nostalgists have made record stores again popular, you can set aside packaged box set aspirations and make an almighty Costello compilation yourself. Then you can stick a pinwheel on it. Well, as was said of Elvis's namesake Presley many years ago, 50,000 Elvis fans can't be wrong. Thanks so much for spending some time with us today. As always, we welcome your ideas, your comments, your feedback, and what you're listening to on your iPod or record player, or what you're hoping for this Christmas. I'm Virginia Prescott, inviting you to tune in on the radio or online anytime for more Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.